Welcome to Flat English on 87 FM Radio Mix Kyoto. Kyoto, brought to you by Flat Agency. Apparently, I still have the gin. Where we don't just speak English, we live it. And we don't study, we learn it. Or we don't learn it, we live it. Something like that.
Yes, we live it.
Exactly.
Yes.
That was Asuka and I was Alan. Welcome to the show. How are you, Asuka?
I'm good, I think. Very busy and it's cold outside, but yes, really, really good. We somehow are too excited today.
We are. You know why we're excited? We're excited because it be Christmas time. Yes.
Yes.
It's in the air. It's a crackling in the air. And we're talking about today, this theme keyword is present.
はい、皆さん、なぜか今日は2人ともちょっとそわそわしちゃって早口になってしまいましたが、今週のキーワードはプレゼント。クリスマスも近くなってまいりましたね、mm-hmm. だからこうちょっとね、something in the air, yes,
yeah,
落ち着かない、ちょっとそわそわしてしまう、ホリデーシーズンがやってきたからでしょうか。
Yeah, something in the air or something in our orange juice this morning, one of the two, I don't know.
That.
So, of course, let's begin with the easiest version of the word present. It means a gift we give or receive. A gift we give or receive.
はい、一つ目の意味はもちろんプレゼント。日本語でもそのまま使いますね。プレゼント、お土産とか贈り物でも使いますが、そうですね、yeah. present gift is gift more proper or formal or how do we know the difference? Present gift,
yeah, that's kind
same
of
word, but
yeah, it's a little bit tricky when you give someone a presentFor Christmas, we say, I gave her a Christmas present. I gave her a Christmas gift is also okay.
Mm.
So either one is fine. But when you go to the store, this is very long, isn't it? When you go to the store and you ask them to wrap it for you, you know, you're going to give it to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And there you usually say, can you gift wrap it for me?
Yeah. そうですね。今プレゼントとギフトの言葉の使い方をちょっと聞いてみたんですが、まあ基本的には同じ、日本語でもプレゼント贈り物、まあ同じように使いますけれども、例えば購入した時にラッピングを頼む時、贈り物を包装してくださいというような、なんていうかな、もう少し距離感のあるフォーマルな言い方の時にギフトを使うかなというようなニュアンスです。まあどちらでも間違ってないですもんね。ギフト、プレゼント、どっちも使えます。
Yeah, and, speaking of Christmas presents or gift, do you have a favorite? I have a favorite.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Do you have one?
Okay. 今まで一番嬉しかったクリスマスプレゼント。難しいな。子供の頃は毎年ね、プレゼントもらってた気ます、あ、もらってた気がしますが、大人になってからは、そうね、okay, I'll think about it. And how about you tell us your favorite Christmas present?
Yeah, actually,
ever. The best.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, when what you just said, you know, from childhood is okay too. You can, yeah, you can tell one. From childhood, my favorite was a Godzilla toy. It was a big Godzilla.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And he had a lever on his head in the back. And when you pull it down, his tongue came out and there was fire on his tongue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he had wheels under his feet so you could roll him.
Oh, so he even walked as he moved.
Yeah. He was very tall. He was, yeah. That was my favorite, I think.
Wow. アランさんの今まで嬉しかったトイは、あ、トイじゃないや、クリスマスプレゼントはゴジラのおもちゃだそうです。なんかこう舌が出てきたり、火を吐いたり、吹いたり、動いたりする、子供にしたらすごい大きな、すごいスペシャルな贈り物だったんですね。そうね、クリスマスプレゼント、ね、何を誰に買うかってすごい考えますよね。
That present my mom gave me, that one.
お母様からの贈り物、いいですね。You must be loved.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. That was a cool toy. So how about your childhood? From your childhood, you can't remember your adulthood, but how about your childhood favorite Christmas present?
Now I think that was book card. You know that 図書券?
図書券?
Yeah. There's a ticket that you can only buy books. But oh, yeah. you get to choose what books you like.
Really?
So you bring that sort of like a gift card, but strictly for books.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Mm. Yeah. I loved it because I got to choose what I wanted.
Wow.
子供の時そうですね、いろいろもらったけど嬉しかったのは図書カード。はい、自分が欲しい本をどうサンタクロースに伝えていいか分かんない時にそれをもらった時にすごい分かってるって思った気がします。
That was that's an did now who gave you that present?
Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
Who else would give you Christmas presents when you're kids?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
That yeah. must have been a good kid. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my mom gave me the Godzilla toy, and Santa gave me a Mickey Mouse train set.
Oh, wow. Small,
yeah, like a little choo-choo train.
Godzilla that, and Mickey together?
Yeah.
Good combination. Yeah, I like
it. It is. Yeah, it worked. It was, yeah, it's probably, yeah, it's probably why I am.
お母さんからゴジラをもらって、サンタからはミッキーマウスをもらったみたいですね。
Yeah, Mickey Mouse train.
Nice combo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, all right, we'll move on. That's just as fun. Okay. So another word, another meaning of present is totally different. Same pronunciation, but different meaning. It, present also means the current time, like right now. This, we have past, present, future.
そしてもう一つは、こちら全く書き方、スペルも読み方も一緒なんですけど、意味がちょっと違ってきます。現在、今というような意味になります。Present。Past が過去で、Present が今で、Future が未来。
Mm-hmm.
はい。
Yeah. And then, this one we're going to do is a little bit difficult. This is for the advanced people. Prepare them. Prepare. So, this is an expression. So, we said present or gift, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, this is an expression. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
これはちょっとまた難しいやつですね。上級者向けになります。
Yeah, and this means don't complain about a present or a gift that someone gave you. So someone gives you a present and you complain, that's not good.
はい、こちらはプレゼントと同じ意味のギフトという言葉を使った言い回しになるんですけど、 don't look は見ないとか探さないっていう意味なんですが、 a gift horse gift horse in the mouth、これの由来説明するのちょっと長くなりますけどトライしますね。と馬って歯を見れば年齢がわかるということからこの言い回しができたらしいんですが、何か誰かにもらったものにケチをつけないとか、あら探しをしないでというような時に Don't look a gift horse in the mouth と使うそうです。
So yeah, here's a good example. Again, we have three people. Mr. A, B, and C. Mr.'s A, B, and C, of course, coming back from last week. Mr. A gives Mr. B a video game as a Christmas present or Christmas gift. Mr. B...takes the gift and says, oh, thank you. Is this the gold edition or just the regular one? And Mr. C says, you should just be thankful. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
はい、先週と同じように3人登場人物が出てきますね。もちろん Mr. A、B と C さんです。で、A さんが B さんにクリスマスプレゼント渡します。それがビデオゲームだったときに Mr. B さんがOh, thank you. Is this the gold edition or just the regular one? これは、すごい嬉しい。でもこれって特番それとも、あ、普通のやつというようなコメントをしたときに、Mr. C さんが、Oh, you should just be thankful. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. そんなもらったんだからそれだけでいいじゃない。嬉しいじゃない。そんな荒探しっていうかケチをつけるようなことはしないのと言います。はい。
Oh, that's awesome.Wow, very
yeah?
good.
Okay, yeah. I'm getting used to these three C, I mean, misters.
Yeah, these guys make it hard, I know. Well, I think that we should give Asuka a break now. We'll take a break, and we're going to, speaking of gifts, we're going to hear a song called Gift of Perfect Love. Isn't that great for Christmas?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Title.
It's a great title, isn't it? Tia Carrere. We'll be back. Flat English here on 87FM.
北王子堀川にあるおしゃれなお店の看板フラットエージェンシー 音楽の記号フラットと同じだね。フラットエージェンシーを直訳するとイギリスではアパート紹介所という意味なんだ。
学生の理想の住まいの紹介や外国人留学生の支援、京町屋の再生、そして新しいお店が続々とオープンしている新大宮商店街の活性にと、フラットエージェンシーは京都の街づくりに挑戦しています。
All right, welcome back to Flat English here on 87FM Radio Mix Kyoto, brought to you by Flat Agency. I'm your host Alan, along with our assistant Asuka. What's up, Asuka?
皆さんこんにちは。フラットイングリッシュです。さて今週のキーワードはギフト。プレゼント。
Yeah, どっちでもいい。
Let's stick to present.
It's Christmas. It's fine. Yeah. Yeah, no problem.
プレゼントと思っていたらギフトって言っちゃいました。でもプレゼントもギフトも同じ意味ですね。
Because we just heard Gift of Perfect Love, so that was probably in your mind the song, right?
そう、すごいいい曲でした。Mm-hmm. I like that song.
Yeah, very good song. Yeah. So, yes, the keyword this week is present or gift, either one. So, the first meaning of present, of course, is a gift we give or receive. That's why you're confused.
さて復習していきましょう。プレゼントの意味はもちろんギフト、贈り物、プレゼント、お土産。Present means present.
Yeah, right. And so before the break, we talked about our favorite Christmas presents from the past. And mine, it's a tie. The Godzilla toy my mom gave me and the Mickey Mouse train Santa gave me.
Both sounds great. Mm-hmm.I know what I want for Christmas.
What's that?
Holiday.
Holiday. Yeah.
Yes, that's what I want.
I've been living in Japan so long, I don't even ask for that anymore. I just gave up.
Oh,
yeah.
You've learned the culture, right?
I've learned to vacation. What? What is that?
What does that mean?
You mean you don't want to work on Christmas? Yeah. Okay. So, yes, do you want to tell them that one? Do you want to translate that or no? Will you get in trouble?
私クリスマスプレゼント欲しいものを思いつきました。休暇っていうかロングバケーション、ホリデーが欲しいって今ちょっとつい叫んでしまいそうになったんですけれども、そしたらアランさんが、あ、僕日本に暮らしても結構経つんだけどホリデーが欲しいっていう感覚がだんだんなくなってきたよというふうに言うので、あ、そうね、日本のすごい勤勉な文化に慣れてきたんですね、というような会話をしておりました。皆さんどうですかね、クリスマスホリデー、どれぐらい休めるのかしら、皆さんは。
Yeah, everybody's probably getting depressed now. Yeah. It's terrible.
Or
what
happy.
Do we do? Or happy. Yeah, maybe. Misery loves company. Okay, that's another expression. All right, another meaning of present, same spelling, but different pronunciation, is the current time, right now, as in past, present, future.
はい、もう一つの方は現在、今。というような意味ですね。よくちょっと前、だいぶ前かな、今でしょというのが流行っておりましたが、まさに今を生きる、今ここ精神の時にプレゼント使えます。ぜひぜひ。
Yeah, so I guess that's self-explanatory, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now we have another one that's a little difficult. It's for you advanced English speakers. It's an expressionDon't look a gift horse in the mouth. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
はい、3つ目はちょっと上級者向けのでしたね。Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. お馬さんの口の中を覗くっていうのは、荒探しをするというような表現になります。もらったものにケチをつけない。感謝しましょう。
Sorry, my Japanese was bad. I cut in, yes. And it simply means when someone gives you a present, be thankful. Don't complain about it.
ね、そうですね。もうもらえるだけでありがたい。そう、ケチをつけるよりも、あらを探すよりも、持ってるものに、今ここにあるものに感謝しましょう。
Okay, very good. All right, so... I trust you on that one, yes. All right, everybody, that's about all for this time. Thank you for listening. This has been Flat English, brought to you by Flat Agency, here on 87FM. Radio Mix Kyoto, I'm Alan, this is...
Asuka でした。皆さん、素敵なクリスマスをお過ごしください。
Yes, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays. Bye-bye.